Do you like it? Do you like it, Scott? I call it Mr. and Mrs. Tenorman chili.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Yeah, 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 yeah. I made you eat your parents. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus Christ, dude.
You all know exactly who I am.
I'm not saying your name.
You sure?
And I'll be glad to...
Say my name.
Maybe I should try listening.
That's right. Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet news site on the planet. I'm Matt Coon, and boy, oh boy, have we had a good week. Guys, if you have not heard the other episodes this week, please go ahead and give them a listen. And I saw that a bunch of people did reviews. We're trying to get up to 500 reviews on iTunes. That's all I ask right now. And we're not going to talk about Raw today. I think I've got a plan for stuff like that. So stay tuned. But a lot of stuff in the news, in the wrestling sphere, about social media, about how to use it, how not to use it, in character, out of character. Is it a work? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? We're going to talk about all that stuff today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. Why social media? Well, because social media today is becoming very integrated in the wrestler's personas on and off the screen. And there's a lot of gray area as to whether these are the real people tweeting or whether these are the characters tweeting. And there's also some gray area as to, is this a good idea or is this a bad idea? And we're going to talk about Kenny Omega. We're going to talk about Nyla Rose. We're going to talk about Ronda and Becky and how these social media accounts can either enhance or detract from your career. So starting with some AEW complaints, I gotta say, my good friend over at Meltzer Says What, the Twitter account that basically trolls Dave Meltzer all the time, he puts up a lot of good stuff, and he put up something today which was really interesting, which was a bunch of tweets by AEW stars. Now, I'm not going to read all the tweets because a couple of them are almost inappropriate. One is from Sean Spears. Somebody tweeted that, I know some teachers that deserve pro athlete money. Sean Spears said, I know some firefighters, paramedics, and law enforcement that deserve the same. Not saying he's not right, but I'm not sure if you want to quote all lives matter, unquote, teachers. Somebody insulted Nyla Rose. Of course, Nyla Rose is an AEW star who is also part of the trans community, and someone said something ugly to her, and she responded with a very inappropriate, and someone I know thought it was actionable, tweet. Good old JR put out a tweet about Liv Morgan that some might think is a bad look or inappropriate. And Brandi Rhodes put out a tweet telling somebody else that they vanity search, and it was interesting to see how nasty people can be when they think no one's watching. I don't block often. But basically, you know, all of these four people kind of going into business for themselves. At the same time, you have Kenny Omega putting out a tweet last week, Kenny Omega using social media to put out an interview he did where he talked about NXT, and then today he did an episode of Being the Elite where he called Dominik Dijakovic Dominik Dickhead and all this stuff, and also there's some other stuff that came out we're going to talk about. So let's go back a little bit. Let's go back. Ronda and Becky. Ronda and Becky, I think, are a prime example of how social media can hurt money, can hurt a program, can hurt the draw and the interest of a program. The way it was set up, Becky versus Ronda was going to be a big deal anyway. But then they had the cringiest Twitter exchanges of all time. Just an insult upon an insult upon an insult upon an insult. Nothing used to bolster each other up. You know, the old school promo way, you know, the heel would go, you know, say a lot of good things about somebody. Say, I know you're the world champion, and I know you've beaten somebody all around the world, but I'm going to kick your ass. You know, they would build them up before they broke them down, you know, or the babyface would say, hey, y'all, all my characters are Southern, by the way. Hey, y'all, I know that Dirty Dick Slater's a really bad guy and he's hurt a lot of people and he's as tough as they come, but I'm going to win for you people out there. You know, they built up the people before they broke them down. The social media with his short characters and also the desire to one-up people doesn't build anybody down. It just breaks them down. It does give you an opportunity to create more depth to your character to help define who you are. But with Becky and Ronda going back and forth, it didn't create any more interest in the match. As a matter of fact, it kind of created this go-away heat where we're just like, oh, just stop. Just stop. And I'll tell you why, because it didn't make us cheer for anybody anymore. It didn't make us hate anybody anymore, which to me is the genesis of what brings people to wrestling. I know a lot of people think work rate bring people to wrestling, and certainly good wrestling matches are great, and I love to watch them, and it brings me in to a lot of stuff. But my interest is there when you have angles and when you have someone you want to win and someone you want to lose. And for me, if social media is not building you towards someone you want to win or someone you want to lose, it's a waste of time. So with Becky and Ronda, I think it showed that, wow, what a negative social media can be. I don't know if this is a widespread opinion, but I'm just saying Ronda Rousey versus fucking Becky Lynch, who was really catching a lot of steam, it was a no-brainer. And I don't know anybody who is more eager to see the match because of their social media. Now, going on to the AEW people I was talking about, I'm not saying anything Sean Spears said was wrong. I'm not saying anything Brandy said was wrong. I think what Nyla said definitely was something that was wrong. And JR is just like retweeting a hot girl. And, you know, maybe there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're working for an organization and you're trying to present a face of that organization, it behooves that organization to represent some kind of social media policy. It's got to be something beyond be smart, guys. It's got to be something beyond that, something specific, something that says, hey, if you work for us, you're now a public figure representing us, and here's what your social media should not do. It's not that hard. A lot of companies have a social media policy. I talked to someone today who is in the one of the top four or five companies. I said, do you have a social media policy? And he said, yes, we do. We have a social media policy. Because I know a lot of us want AEW to be successful, but they have to really clamp down on, you know, a lot of people who are used to being indie wrestlers and being independent. I mean, indie means independent, right? And being independent in their thoughts and their expressions. If you're working for this company and representing this company, then you should be putting out a uniform, a coordinated social media. I know it's kind of bland, but there's a way to do it. And a matter of fact, if you want to know how to do social media, you should let Cody fucking Rhodes write your social media policy. The moment he got released for WWE, or he asked for his release, I'm not sure the story, he put out a list of people he wanted to wrestle. Immediately, instead of going, oh, there's another mid-card guy getting released from WWE, we were all looking forward to matchups. This entire way, he, as well as the Young Bucks, have really learned how to use social media smartly. They don't say stupid stuff, and they really use the social media to make money. This whole thing, this whole All Elite thing, was built off social media. And it can be built by social media, it can be destroyed by social media. So now let's look at a couple different instances of stuff going on. Kenny Omega said something about NXT and Donovan Dijakovic. I said this last week, guys, it's a work. He is completely and totally working everybody. He's working a character. And so by going after NXT, again, he is compartmentalizing them. He is defining them as developmental and defining himself as a big, big star. And who knows, behind the scenes, he might be helping his buddy Donovan out. I don't know what their relationship is, but that's a complete work. Lacey Evans, the same thing. She put out a brilliant video about getting pulled over by a cop. It was so good, people freaked out. That's how you know it's good. It totally worked. People freaked out, and then she had to apologize for it. Big mistake for her to apologize for it, put out a statement. She should have been like, She should have gone to her boss and said, hey, look, this shit ain't real. We set it up. And if there's backlash, fuck them. I'm a heel. Because if there's anything that we're seeing that's bad about social media, it's this compromising, like Lacey did. It'd be like if Kenny came out and said, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm just playing a character. I'm sorry. Lacey had an opportunity, and she kind of blew it. And maybe the WWE told her to blow it, because I thought that was a brilliant use of social media. I don't think that's a bad use of social media at all. Nick Gage today put out a video where it showed the guy who stole his belt. It was completely in character. And to me, that was another good use of social media. And that leads us to a question of whether these people who are wrestlers should be tweeting in their real character or tweeting as a real person. It's a different thing because you don't see Robert De Niro tweeting as the guy from Taxi Driver, right? We expect these wrestlers to stay in character. My answer is, if your name is the name of the wrestler, you should be in character. And maybe you should have a second personal one for just you. I know with WWE, they have certain policies. You have to do certain things. You have to tweet certain things. But what is lost by tweeting in character the entire time? Like, I know you want to be seen as a different person. I know you want to be seen as something beyond your character. But what could be lost by you staying in character the whole time? Look at MJF. MJF is in character the entire time on social media. He never budges from it. And he has gone from a guy who is sitting in the hallways at StarCast with nobody caring and him just talking shit to a line of people paying $150 per autograph. Based a lot of it on his social media presence. Social media could be a added bonus to any wrestling company if it's used right. Not in the way that Becky and Ronda used it, more in the way Kenny's using it, more in the way the Young Bucks have used it. Again, AEW needs to get that policy in place. They need to make sure there's no rogue tweets going out there. But this is an opportunity to create a second reality, to create a real reality era. And this can take place on social media. Work us. Be in character. But you got to be clever, you got to be smart, because wrestling fans in 2019 were just looking to poke holes. But no one is poking holes in Total Engagement every single day. You guys dug the Mexicals episode. Man, oh man, the numbers for Crime and Wrestling were ridiculous. Everything is going great this week in wrestling, all the different things we do. We're going to start having a couple more guests on now and then, you know, panelists, columnists, those kind of things, as we broach different subjects. I want to thank you guys so much. Please reach out on social media. Please give us a 5-star review. And thank you yet again for listening to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coombe.